Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is simply delicious. That's one word you'll be saying, too, when you taste the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender, because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And remember, Kroger guarantees it's the best-eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef soon. And when you do, you'll find it's luscious red, rich in savory juices, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And you'll say, too, it's the finest beef value in town. Remember, without delay, treat your family to Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Very few people know it, because very few people know him. But Pat Gibbs is a far more serious person than he pretends to be. He seldom shows it, though, obviously preferring people to think that to him life is something to be reckoned with only lightly, if at all. Penny Gibbs, however, is one of the few people who knows what is really in Pat's mind and heart. For Penny is one of the few people to whom Pat brings his troubles and reveals his innermost thoughts. This evening, in the living room of the Gibbs home, he is doing just that, saying,
I'm going to have to spill it to you, Penny. And you're going to have to listen. Or do you have troubles enough of your own this evening?
No troubles at all, as far as I can see.
Well, it's a clear moonlight night, and vision is almost unlimited. So since you have no troubles in sight, set your sights on mine.
Oh, you even joke about your troubles, don't you, Pat?
You know, that's the trouble with trying to be a cheerful guy all the time. When you've really got something serious to say, people still think you're kidding.
No, I know you're not kidding. What's the trouble?
What's everybody's trouble? Life. How to live it, what to do with it, and what to make of it before it runs out on you.
I hope you don't expect me to solve that problem for you.
No, but I thought you might kick it around with me a little bit. You know, talk it over.
Oh, that does help sometimes, doesn't it?
Takes the old ache out of the inside and puts it on the outside, where it doesn't hurt so much.
Yes, it does. All right, what's the specific problem, Pat?
A specific problem?
Mm-hmm.
There isn't one. It's just everything in general.
What makes you feel the way you do?
What's this look at me? Let's take an inventory and find out just who old Pat Gibbs is and what he has and what he's done.
All right. On the black side of the ledger, he has a daughter. A sweet, adorable daughter.
And with Valerie, we stopped making entries on the black side.
No, I don't think so.
I do. Look at me. I'm 30 years old, and what have I done?
About as much as anyone else your age and with your opportunities has done.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, Pat, there are exceptions, but they're men with unusual talents or big money or men who got what they call that big break.
Oh, sis, you don't get it. I'm not looking for that big break. Oh, of course, I wouldn't turn it down if it came along. But the big breaks involve money. And to me, money isn't happiness.
Oh, now I'm beginning to understand. You're unhappy, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm unhappy. I'm lonesome, I'm blue, and I'm discouraged.
Oh, darling, why are you discouraged?
Well, what have I got? Who am I? Just a guy with a job, a small job in a small town, doing small things and thinking in a small way.
Pat, now you're beginning to make me think it's the lack of money that's making you unhappy.
No, Penny, it's the situation.
You're unhappy in Rossville, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, why? You never were before.
I know. I've always loved Rossville.
Maybe because you didn't know much about any other places.
Oh, I wonder if that's it. I wonder if it's because I was overseas for so long. I saw so many new things, new people.
Well, if that's so, then an awful lot of young men have the same restless feeling that you have, Pat.
Restless? Yeah, restless, Penny. That's it. That's exactly it. That's what's making me unhappy. Not that I don't like Rossville or my job. Not that I want more money. I guess I'm just restless, that's all.
Maybe you'd like to go back to that job in California. You traveled a lot in your work. Maybe that's what you need, to move around, see new things, new faces.
No, Penny. That's the strangest thing about it. I'm restless, but I don't want to go anywhere. The thought of riding a train or a bus sickens me. And I can't stand night after night in one hotel after another. I've had to go through that rat race, and I never want to do it again.
Well, then, Pat, your restlessness isn't wanderlust, is it?
No, believe me, it isn't. I know I used to get the wanderlust this time of year. You know, when spring was really showing its colors and the days were getting long and balmy. Penny, I used to plan canoe trips down the Mississippi to New Orleans or even a hike across country to the coast. Anything that would keep me moving and outdoors. But, you know, I don't feel that way this spring.
Well, if that's the case, then we'll have to find another cause for your restlessness.
If we can, I'll go out of my bean.
No, I don't think you're that serious a case.
No, not yet, but I will be if I don't calm down inside, and soon. Penny, I shouldn't be bothering you with all this, I know. It's my problem, and I ought to solve it.
You will have to solve it, and by yourself, Pat. But you did say that bringing it out in the open like this would ease it somehow. No, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's made me feel a little bit better already.
Yeah, but talk isn't enough, Pat. Darling, if you only knew what it is that's making you restless.
But I don't. If I did, I'd do something about it.
Is it Suzanne? Is it remembering Suzanne?
No.
Well, is it Valerie? Are you upset about Valerie?
No, she's too young for me to worry about yet. Well, I mean by that, she doesn't miss her mother yet.
But she will, Pat, one of these days.
That's one of these days, not now. And, Penny, it's now I'm worried about it, and it's now that I want to do something about it.
But you don't know what, Pat.
No, it's pretty silly to say I'm going to do something about it, isn't it?
Well, you can do something about it. You can find out right now what it is that's making you restless.
But, Penny, I don't know what it is.
Darling, are you sure you don't? Pat, I have half an idea that you do know what it is, only you won't admit it, even to yourself.
Now, look, sis. You know me well enough to know I'm not ashamed of my feelings. I've never had an emotion in all my life I wasn't perfectly frank about. Now, isn't that true?
Yes, I think that's true.
You know it is.
All right. Then you're just going to have to search deeper. You're going to have to find out what it is in your subconscious or...
Now, wait. Take it easy on that talk about the subconscious or something, sis. You make me sound as if I need a psychiatrist or something.
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed about in that. It's just as natural as going to a dentist for a toothache or a surgeon for an operation.
Or to the door to answer the doorbell.
Yeah, excuse me, will you?
Maybe you're right. Maybe I do need a noodle doctor.
Well, if we can't solve the problem, you ought to go to someone who can.
I guess so.
Good evening, Penny.
Hello, Angela. Come in.
Well, I went for a walk after I closed the community center this evening and suddenly found myself in front of your house.
I'm glad you did.
You really don't mind?
No, I'm delighted. My brother Pat's home this evening for a change. You've never met him, have you?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, you're going to meet him now. Oh, you look lovely tonight, Angela.
How could I after all those hours at the Sabre?
Well, all those hours, I'll agree with you. Come on in and meet Pat.
Well, you could at least give me 30 seconds to mirror.
You don't need 5 now. Come on, hurry up.
All right, but it's your fault if I frighten him.
Pat!
Yes, sir?
Pat, we have company. Very charming company, as you can see.
Hello, Pat.
Pat, this is Angela. Angela Brill.
Wow.
Why, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Look, would you two excuse me? I promised Jed I'd type a few notes for him tonight. I won't be long.
Oh, that is, if the notes aren't long.
No, Jed promised me they wouldn't be. I'll be back in just a little while, Angela.
Do we care how soon she comes back, Angela?
Well, Pat, I did drop in to see her, and I would like to talk to her.
Oh, fine. I put my best charms forward, and what happens? The beautiful lady wants to talk to my sister. Maybe that's what's the matter with me.
Is there something the matter with you?
Yes, sit down and I'll tell you all about it.
Thank you.
Well, it all began when I was 3 months old and my mother dropped me on my head.
Oh,
and...
no. I've heard about you and your stories. In fact, I've heard a lot about you.
Ah, Penny warned you against me, did she?
No, not at all. She said you were charming, delightful, and entertaining. And I heartily agree with her.
Well, fine. Now, if I can just heartily agree with you, and you know the way I mean that, of course...
Just because I'm a nurse, that doesn't mean I completely lack a sense of humor.
Oh, you're a nurse, are you?
Well, yes, that's how I met Penny. I was her nurse when she was in her accident, spent all those weeks in the Heatherton Hospital.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You were with Penny through the tough times, weren't you?
Yes. When I first met Penny, she was suffering what was probably the greatest heartbreak of her life.
Yeah. I was sorry I couldn't be here then. I felt like a heel. But I was looking for someone. Thinking about myself too much then, I suppose.
Oh, I know about that, too. Penny told me. I'm awfully sorry that you never found your wife.
Well, it's just as well I didn't under the circumstances. And it's just as well that she's gone. Oh, that sounds heartless and cold-blooded, I know. But I think God did what was best for her. She was never happy with me or without me.
I think you're very wise to look at it that way. I lost someone in the war, and, well, it wasn't until I looked at it as an act of God that I could understand it at all.
Hey, we're paddling the same half-empty canoe, aren't we?
You might put it that way.
You, took up nursing to get over it, huh?
Oh, no. I was a nurse at that time.
And now you're out of the hospital and playing nursemaid to Rossville teenagers at the community center.
And loving every minute of it.
Swell. But, Angela, what about the minutes you have to yourself? You love those two?
Oh, I don't know. I've gotten out of the habit of doing anything much with my free time.
Hey, that's a habit I'd like to get you back into. When's your next free evening?
Oh, well, really, I don't know.
Now, come on, you do know. When is it? Tomorrow night?
Well,
I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Or, hey, shall we make it 7 and have dinner together?
Really, Pat, it's awfully nice.
It's a date. For tomorrow night at 7. I'll pick you up at the center. You know something?
Well, I know I'm suddenly having a date tomorrow night. Is there anything else I should know?
Uh-huh. Penny and I had just about decided that I needed a psychiatrist. But, Angela, I don't need a doctor because I found a nurse.
So Pat Gibbs has met and taken an immediate interest in Angela Brill. Will this friendship blossom into romance? And what about Penny? Has Johnny's return meant romance for her, too, with either Johnny or Joel? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tenderay Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ladies, Kroger Tenderay Beef is world famous for its delicious freshness, its delicious tenderness. Kroger Tenderay is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, along with offering you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also gives you more meat for your money. Yes, you get more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tenderay Beef. Remember, ladies, Kroger Tenderay Beef is an exclusive Kroger value. Yes, only your Kroger store has the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And your Kroger store, don't forget, gives you more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So go to your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger Tenderay Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.